Peace efforts in the war between Russia and Ukraine shift to the White House next week when President Trump meets with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Their talks come as Mr. Trump has now aligned himself with Russian President Vladimir Putin, dropping his demand for a ceasefire and backing a comprehensive agreement to end the war instead. Hours after meeting with Putin in Alaska, Mr. Trump announced his sudden reversal on Truth Social. It was determined by all that the best way to end the horrific war between Russia and Ukraine is to go directly to a peace agreement, which would end the war, and not a mere ceasefire agreement. Earlier, the president had told Fox News' Sean Hannity that the responsibility is now on others.
Now it's really up to President Zelensky to get it done. And I would also say the European nations, they have to get involved a little bit.
And now for analysis of all of this, Andrea Kendall Taylor. She's a former senior intelligence officer. She's now a senior fellow at the Center for New American Security. Andrea, in addition to sort of flip-flopping, you're changing his position on the ceasefire, there are now reports that he's told European leaders that he now supports Russia's demand for territory for peace. Where does this leave the peace effort?